Jones asked if he had a message for the families of the Israeli hostages.
Hang in there, we're coming.
Hang in there, he said. We're coming.
240 people are being held captive by Hamas, including Americans. Thousands of people in Washington are also calling for their release. This man's brother was taken by the terrorists.
My brother is only language that he knows is peace and love. And that's what we speak. That's what we know at home.
Authorities are ramping up security during today's march. House Speaker Mike Johnson's pitching a two-part stopgap measure to keep the government open through February.
The reason that we're in such trouble with our federal debt is because Congress is addicted, obsessed with this deficit spending.
The plan does not include funding for Israel, Ukraine, or border security here in the U.S. He's relying on Democrats to help pass it. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin schools are doing better, according to the latest accountability report cards from the State Department of Public Instruction. 378 public school districts were evaluated, and 94% of them met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations. DPI says achievement improved from last year to this year, though for many schools and districts, this year's performance is lower than before the pandemic. Expect slow going if you're leaving home for Thanksgiving. More than a million people in Wisconsin are expected to travel 50 miles or more for the holiday. AAA says that would be the third highest number for Wisconsin since 2019. By far, most will travel by car, but 113,000 plan to fly. A week from tomorrow is expected to be the busiest day at Wisconsin airports. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wood County Board of Supervisors meeting took place at 9:30 at the courthouse this morning. During the public comment period, many people spoke in favor of Resolution 23-11-1.
To express the county board's desire to prioritize the civil liberties of its citizens when the county is dealing with a public health crisis.
Residents of Wood County shared stories and spoke in favor of passing the resolution.
We have the right to make whatever stupid choices we want to make. If we choose to take the chance to die of COVID, that's my choice.
There was no public comment against it. Several supervisors spoke in favor of the resolution. Some spoke against passing it.
Us just sending a resolution isn't going to do a darn thing.
After the vote, Chairman Lance Plimmel gave the results.
That resolution passed 14-5. 14-5.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the home finale against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks with a 118-109 victory at home over the Chicago Bulls. Bobby Portis with 19 points and 10 rebounds. Giannis also hit a double-double, scored 35 points, including his 500th career three-pointer. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
He was phenomenal the whole game, and we needed him down the stretch, and he kind of took things in his own hands, and we needed someone to make the plays down the stretch. We got a little bit stacked. You know, we kind of standing and watching. We just got to keep executing. But he was able to, put his head down and get to the rim and get to the free throw line. And that's what you need down the stretch.
Baseball reports say the Brewers will promote their bench coach, 65-year-old Pat Murphy, as the ball club's next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell asked, did he understand why Brewers fans were upset he had gone to the Cubs?
I underestimated that reaction for sure.
That's Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with highs around 61. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, 39. 60 tomorrow, bright sunshine. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given
myself
extra.
The library in Wisconsin Rapids is typically quiet, like most. But did you know it can get loud when there's live music? The McMillan Memorial Library is the home to the Cowboy Union Jam, featuring classic country, bluegrass, and gospel music. It's even bringing new interest to the old pedal steel guitar. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
You are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And the big kahuna right now, the biggest story of them all, is are we going to shut down the government in 3 days? Today is November 14. That extended funding goes to November 17. And it's beginning to look, as if we are going to pass another continuing resolution to punt it ahead to two dates, one in January, one in February, and various funding authorizations to give people time. They have the Thanksgiving holiday come up, then they have the December holidays, Christmas, and the other ones, and have time to hopefully not do another continuing resolution, but do a full-fledged budget. And you know what's sad? It would only be till September 30th. This is one reason why we are paying billions, with a B, billions of interest that is absolutely unnecessary, absolutely unproductive, because the Republican Party continues to insist on blocking authorizations for budgets, that at the last minute, they have a bunch of right-wingers that still try to block it. And whoever is the speaker in this case, because they have the majority, reaches out, gets a few Democratic votes, and we kick the can down the road for another couple of weeks or months. That's why Moody's and the other bond rating agencies have downgraded us. Moody's downgraded us from stable to negative. This is U.S. Treasuries we're talking about. We are wasting billions with a B dollars by not passing budgets. I mean, no company would do that. But here's what's going to happen. In my judgment, here's what's going to happen. They haven't started voting yet. As I went on the air just now, there was not a vote. There will be a vote. It will be today, apparently. And the upshot of it is this. There are two ways to pass it. One is by submitting it to the Rules Committee for a rule, what's called the rule vote. A majority of that committee would have to approve, and then it would go out to the floor, and it would only require a majority to pass it. I'm talking about the CR, continuing resolution, that Mike Johnson, the speaker, has proposed. But if you're in doubt whether it would pass the rule committee and an initial rule vote by everybody, you can do it by what's called suspension of the rules. The speaker can. The only problem is that when that goes out to the floor, it requires a two-thirds vote, two-thirds of 435. It's a big number. The word coming out of Washington when we went on the air is that Mike Johnson has decided to do it as a suspension of the rules requiring 2/3. The only way he can do that, is if he thinks that he has an arrangement with Hakeem Jeffries that he'll get a lot of votes out of the Democrats. It's the only way he's going to get close to what? Not 290 votes, for Pete's sake. Let me give you the run-up, the dust-up to this thing. Mitch McConnell helped yesterday by endorsing Mike Johnson's continuing resolution, saying it was a responsible measure that will keep the lights on, but we still need supplemental resources, as he called it, meaning aid for Israel and Ukraine. And I agree with that. This supplemental, I shouldn't say it's supplemental, this continuing resolution provides funding for four areas until January 19, and the rest of them, the other eight, remember it takes 12 appropriation bills, by February 2nd. And the difference is the ones that expire unless there's a new budget for them on January 19 are no-brainers, apparently. Even the right-wing nuts on the fringe of the Republican Party will vote for them. Things like military construction, agriculture, veterans, that kind of thing. The other eight are the biggies. Defense, for one of them, that's about an $880 billion budget, $890 billion, maybe now a little more. We're in a shooting war right now in the Middle East. We have our planes hitting targets of Iranian proxies in Syria. We've done it a number of times. Our troops are getting shot at. And our ally Israel was attacked in a sadistic attack by the Hamas on October 7. And we are supporting them in their effort to eradicate Hamas, which has to be done. Here's another thing that Mitch McConnell said. Quote, regular order requires that Congress provide itself the time for careful consideration and thorough amendment. I'm glad to see that Speaker Johnson has produced a continuing resolution that would do exactly that. The fact is, though, as of yesterday and including today, Mike Johnson needs Democratic votes. Why do I say that? Because the margin is something like 221-12, he can only lose 3 or 4 votes. If he loses more than that, it doesn't pass without Democratic votes. And yesterday, 6 of the no-goodniks on the right wing of the Republican Party said they're not going to support it. 6 of them, enough to tank it. Who were they? Bob Good, the clown. He's a true clown, if you've ever seen him speak, from Virginia. Warren Davidson, an absolute backbencher. I never heard of him. If you'd ask me, is Warren Davidson in Congress? I'd say, I doubt it. Maybe in the 1830s, the idiot. He doesn't do anything. Marjorie Taylor Greene, voting against it. This one I love. George Santos voting against it. I mean, George Santos shouldn't still be in Congress. George Santos has been indicted up the wazoo. He drips felony indictments as he walks down the hall. We're not even sure of his name. Frankly, we really are not. He's used a different name before. If he tells you it's a nice day out, you can't believe it until you look out the window. This guy's voting against it to what? Just get a little attention? Chip Roy, he is a real bad news guy from Texas, if you've ever seen him speak. I think he's the guy with the half beard. Truly bad news. And one of the worst, Scott Perry. Scott Perry of Pennsylvania. He was in on the Green Bay sweep. He was in on plotting with Trump to overturn the election. He asked Trump for a pardon. He knew he'd committed a criminal act. You don't ask for pardon if you don't know you've committed a criminal act. I've never asked for pardon. Have you ever asked for pardon? You're going to call up the governor, the president, say, please pardon me for what? Because you did something wrong. That's why. You did something bad. So those six clowns said yesterday they'd vote against it. Now more clowns have lined up to pose for holy pictures back home. I don't know who they think they're posing for. If we had a congressman that did something like that, I wouldn't vote for him in a million years. But the fact that Mike Johnson, and I'll tell you, this is the guy that leaves no fingerprints, has no bank accounts, is flying a weird flag outside his office. He's weirder than a $3 bill, but he's doing something that Kevin McCarthy did and got recalled for. And the question is, why did Kevin McCarthy lose his speakership over doing exactly this? The answer is twofold. One is, once you've done it once, if the right-wing nuts try to do it again, I think Hakeem Jeffries would have to let some Democrats bail him out if he's willing to keep the government open. But secondly, there's some speculation it was based on personal animosities and dislike, absolute dislike of Kevin McCarthy. And I didn't fathom the depths of that until I saw what's happening with Mike Johnson now. One of the things that helped this was, in addition to Mitch McConnell endorsing it, which means that it would pass the Senate, was Chuck Schumer endorsed it. And it was a real lackluster endorsement, but in the vernacular of politics, it said a lot. Here's what he said, Chuck Schumer, yesterday. This continuing resolution is far from perfect, but it refrains from budget cuts and extends funding for defense, the second tranche of bills. Now, the thing that Johnson did in this that surprised me and frankly gratified me was that he didn't put in deal breakers, you know, bust the deal between Kevin McCarthy and Biden last spring. Remember that? It provided for no inflationary adjustments. I didn't like that. Biden didn't like that. But it also provided for full funding for everything, including social programs. I like that a lot. So did Biden. This time around, I was afraid he'd put in a continuing resolution that got really cute. You know, maybe cut education by 10% and say, take it or leave it. He didn't do that. He didn't do poison pills either on immigration, abortion, or anything else. He just said, flat out, we'll do the McCarthy-Biden deal till January and February. And we have no choice, frankly, but take that, because that was the deal. And even though there are other things we want right now, like Israel aid and Ukraine aid, you take what you can to keep the government open. Above all, pay our troops, pay our sailors and Marines and airmen and soldiers who are in harm's way all over the world. Pay them and keep paying them. Now, right now, it is 2:18 p.m. and I'm not looking at a TV screen. I don't know if the voting has started. It's supposed to be today. We're going to monitor it. But I'm fairly confident that if Johnson's, whatever else I might say about him, and I've said plenty, is not a fool. And if he said, I'm going to get 2/3, he knows if he doesn't, he's toast. Okay, coming up. What's coming up? Some exciting things. How about this? How about how Trump planned to stay in the White House even though he lost the election? Coming up.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's...
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisor Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I gave a letter to the Pope. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Directs. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this was a pretty shocking revelation.